This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
On a hump day.
On a Wednesday, baby. And oh, wow, do we have a lot tonight. I do have some bad news, though. You want some terrible news right off the bat? Joe Biden's going to give a speech in about an hour. And I'm going to play it for you. Now, am I going to be immature and include various sounds throughout the speech? Oh, yes. Yes, I am. Am I going to cut in and offer my own commentary so you have somebody lucid speaking to you? Yes, I'm also going to do that. But Joe Biden is going to give a threat to democracy speech here in about an hour. And we're actually going to discuss that exact thing here in just a couple minutes. Why do they do this? There are a bunch of different reasons why Joe Biden has gone with this tactic. And we'll discuss those things. Someone else wants to know why Kathy Hochul and Barack Obama are talking about crime, talking about both sides of their face. We have profits. People are referencing a lot profits now. Profits for the oil companies, profits for the food companies. They're going up. Why? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why posting salary ranges is a terrible idea. Why we might be on the verge of World War III. Did you know we're 24 to 48 hours away from Iran potentially attacking Saudi Arabia? That's not good. Surprise, surprise, the cameras were down out in front of Pelosi's home. Your elections, are they honest or not? There's a great way to tell. And why on earth do Democrats bring awful people on the campaign trail? In New York, they're bringing in Kamala Harris. What? Why? All that and so much more still to come. Oh, and we have great news tonight, too. All that and so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to preemptively address the Joe Biden speech you're going to hear about an hour from now, if they can get his Adderall prescription just right to keep him awake throughout the thing. Why does he do this all the time? Why has it come from Joe Biden, and now it's going down everywhere, that Republicans are a threat to democracy? I saw Peter Ducey ask Corinne Diversity Hire about it today.
The president has always, always condemned political violence. It doesn't matter, again, if you're a Republican, an independent, or a Democrat.
So President Biden thinks democracy can survive even if Democrats are not in charge of Congress.
The president is optimistic. He is an optimistic, you know this, Peter, he is an optimistic person. And he understands there is majority of the Americans out there who do not believe in election and in denying an election, who believe in
Just pause real quick. No, that's not true at all. They pull this issue all the time. And the comfortable majority of Americans believe there were election problems in 2020. They do. Doesn't matter whether you believe that or not. You are the minority. Anyway.
Actually protecting our democracy.
Democracy? Protecting democracy? Hillary Clinton, who's also, by the way, Hillary Clinton is also going with Kamala Harris to campaign for Kathy Hochul in New York. Nobody likes Hillary Clinton.
But she's also out there saying this, too.
Well, I hope that voters really rally in this last week before the midterms to understand fully what's at stake, to not get diverted. Like I said, you know, the Republicans have been talking about nothing but crime. Then when a crime is committed against Paul Pelosi, they could care less. These people do not really believe half of what they say. So we have a week for people to focus. If you have a candidate in your state who laughs about an 82-year-old man being hit with a hammer in his own home, there's something wrong with that person. Why would they want you to laugh with them about a crime? So let's clear away the smoke and the noise and try to focus on what's in your interest. You know, the Republicans have talked a lot about inflation. They've done nothing about it. It's President Biden who has gone after, you know.
Yeah, I can't listen to her voice. She goes on to talk about threats to democracy. It's just too much. Don't be stupid and worry about inflation. Worry about threats to democracy. So why are we going to get another one of these nasty, divisive speeches tonight from Joe Biden? Well, there's a few reasons. By the way, I am also going to talk about the massive interest rate hike today. We'll get to that, too. All kinds of crappy news. But why does he do this? Well, one, it's important to keep in mind. Election, no election, Democrat, Republican, communist, libertarian, conservative. It's always important to keep in mind people have their own ways about them, too. Sometimes it's just people. Joe Biden's a jerk. Joe Biden didn't just become a jerk yesterday when he became president. Joe Biden is on camera for decades now of his political career being a jerk to people. He's a jerk to everyone. This is well known in Washington, D.C. circles. Look, when you get involved in an industry, any industry, this is, by the way, radio, TV, I'll include this too. You quickly find out everyone knows who the jerks are. Who treats their staff like crap? Everyone knows. Everyone knows. Same thing in politics. Who's the senator who treats people well? Who's the senator who treats everyone like crap? Everyone knows. Joe Biden has been a jerk. A vindictive jerk to everybody for years. So that's part of it. You remember the last speech he gave, the last dark speech, threat to democracy, that even a lot of Democrats came out and said, I don't think that's going to help us. Do you know that was Joe Biden's idea? Had a little birdie tell me a little insider information. Joe Biden's staff, yes, they do control him a lot, but you can't control him all the way. They were holding him back from giving that speech. He wanted to give that speech weeks before he actually gave it. He was lobbying to give. No, let me go up and demonize half the country. Yeah, that's just who he is. He's a jerk. Two, second reason, dementia, if that's what it is. I have enough people with experience with dementia, a little bit of experience in my own life with it, that say, Jesse, that's what it is. I see it all the time. Dementia, remember, oftentimes makes you more of who you are. On top of all the horrible things about it, it just makes you more of who you are. So it emptied out all the fake Joe, and now all that's left is the jerk. So that's who he is. Third reason, and this is a big one, always remember this. This comes into play with that DHS working with social media story. There is an effort now, an ongoing effort that has been hugely successful in this country to turn you into a domestic terrorist. They have a reason for this. Because we have this gigantic federal government with all these guns and all this law enforcement power and all the ability to destroy lives. Well, remember, Democrats believe in using power. Republicans love to brag about how they'll never use power. That would never occur to the communists. The communists only believes in using power to keep power and get more power. When Democrats look at the military, the FBI, ATF, whatever, they don't see, you know, civil servants fighting crime. They see potential. They see potential to go after their political opponents. But, you know, you have all these limits to what you're legally allowed to do in America. But because of a bunch of really crappy laws and things, we've opened up that window to, hey, I mean, domestic terrorists, right? Surely we can send them after domestic terrorists. Remember my buddy Braxton McCoy came on the show and said 30% of special forces, Green Berets, would attack U.S. citizens if given an order. Those are the tip of the spear. So that's a huge part of it. A huge part of it is there's been an ongoing effort by the Democratic Party to fill up the federal bureaucracy with people who believe that you're not a Republican, you're not a political opponent, you're a domestic terrorist, and they should be able to send the SWAT team to your home for the things you believe and say. So that's a huge part of it. But lastly, there's this. We've talked about this before. It's not my saying. I don't know who came up with it. It's an old saying, but it's a very true saying. It's a saying from law that if you have the facts, you pound the facts in front of the jury. If you have the truth, you pound the truth. If you'd have neither of those things, you pound the table. If I didn't rob that convenience store, and I can prove it because I have a time-stamped camera showing I was at home, that's a fact. I'll simply hold that up in front of the jury. Look, the facts are there. If I didn't rob that gas station because I was actually having dinner with my family, I don't have any proof, but I was having dinner with my family. That's what I pound. I couldn't. I wasn't even there. I was having dinner with the family. But if I wasn't having dinner with the family and I don't have that time-stamped picture and really it doesn't look very good and it looks like maybe I did rob the gas station, what do I pound then? Anything. This is an outrage. I can't believe it. I'm being unfairly maligned. That's what you're seeing. We have an election coming in 6 days. What are they going to run on? Inflation? The border? The war in Ukraine, which American people don't care about no matter how hard they try? They have no truth. They have no facts. So what you're going to hear in about 45 minutes is pounding the table. Now, New York Times says record profits. I'm going to explain why. Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Prepare yourself. You know it's a must.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I can't get over how bad Democrats have become at reading the temperature of the room in this country. If you're Kathy Hochul in New York, you are facing a loss that would be embarrassing beyond belief. One of the most Democrat states in the country. And as you're facing the loss, you're choosing to bring in the most, I would say, Chris, is it overstating things? Is Kamala Harris the most unpopular Democrat in the United States of America? Is there one that has less popularity? Keep in mind, Joe Biden's very unpopular. Kamala Harris regularly polls under Joe Biden, which is not surprising given her history. But what, Chris? It's true. But is there a more unpopular one that I can think of? There's not one I can think of. Okay. Maybe who? The Rear Admiral? Yeah, maybe the Rear Admiral. Well, if he was on the bottom, that wouldn't be a surprise either. But either way, she's on the bottom five. Why would you bring her in? And then Hillary Clinton. Keep in mind, yes, I know Hillary Clinton was a senator from New York. You can make the argument that Hillary Clinton is actually the worst politician in the history of America. And here, hold on, stay with me. Let me back this up here with a couple little facts for you. Let's go all the way back to the Obama election. You know, we just had two terms of George Bush. It's 2008. Big Democrat primary. You do remember that Hillary Clinton was the presumptive nominee at the time. All these candidates jumped in the race. Hillary Clinton, it's not like she was the, quote, favorite. Everyone just assumed she was going to be the nominee. She's a Clinton. She had all this money behind her. And Barack Obama, he wasn't Barack Obama yet. He was a nobody. He'd been in the Senate for like 5 seconds. Hillary Clinton, that was her primary to lose. And she lost badly to Barack Obama. And then fast forward to 2016, Hillary Clinton was ahead in every single poll for the entire race. The entire race, Hillary Clinton was ahead in the polls. And I know a lot of these polls lie. I know a lot of them aren't accurate. But for the entire race, she was ahead. And she lost that race. So you can argue she is, in fact, on a national level, the worst politician in the history of mankind. But Kathy Hochul dialed her up and said, Hill, come out and help. I mean, after all, we need your winning personality to match my winning personality. I mean, actually, you know what? Listen to them back to back. Maybe I can see it. Maybe they're twins.
Well, I hope that voters really rally in this last week before.
Or Hochul.
You know, infants as young as 6 months old have been known to contract this. So, you know, it's hard to keep kids
back
safe.
To Hillary.
Well, I hope that voters really.
Maybe they're sisters. They're hag sisters, Chris. The hag sisters, that's why. And then you're bringing in Dome. Who brings in Dome? Nobody. Nobody likes Kamala Harris. It doesn't make, look, I know, no, Chris, Willie Brown doesn't like her anymore. He liked her for a brief time. How brief, we don't know. We weren't in the room, but he liked her for a brief time and now doesn't like her at all. All right. Now I want to, I didn't even mention this. Remember we were making fun of Randy Weingarten yesterday? She's the head of the teachers union. This is something else. I know a bunch of Democrats hate listening to the show, and I love that. That's fine. You're welcome to. But it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, left, right. Randy Weingarten is not a popular human being. She's the head of the teachers union. The National Teachers Union, they have never been less popular than they are now. After what they did with the pandemic and locking kids out of school, they have never been less popular than they are now. On top of the fact, she is about as likable as an infected boil on your face. She is. With the Beach Boys haircut and the voice, and plus she's a feminist, and everyone hates feminists. Even other feminists hate feminists. You know what nobody has ever said, ever? This has never once happened in the history of the world. Hey, you know that bitter woman? Man, we got to get together with her. I can't wait to hang out. Though she's so, look, I just want to hang out with her and hear her complain about everything. No one likes feminists. And yet, it's not just Hillary. It's not just Dome. Randy Weingarten's still on the campaign trail.
Who's the one who fought for that? Who fought for schools? It's Tim Ryan. It's Tim Ryan. Tim understands that we all have to have a seat at the table. The party that wants to cut taxes for the rich and wants to cut the hard-earned benefits that Ohioans have earned.
Who thought that was a good idea? Who dialed up Randy Weingarten and said, hey, we need Miss Congeniality out here, stat. All right, now, I should play you this really quickly. Look, we have a lot to get to, and I'm getting sidetracked, but you know, that's really what I do. Here's diversity hire from today.
He has been clear, democracy is under assault, and we cannot pretend otherwise. The president will continue to call attention to the threat to democratic integrity and to public safety posed by those who deny the documented truth about election result.
Who would deny documented truths about election results like this person? You know what this person had to say? Stolen emails, stolen drone, stolen election. Welcome to the world of unprecedented Trump. Oh, that was Corinne Diversity Hire. How about that? Here's another person. This person said, yes, the race was stolen. Who was it? Oh, also Corinne Diversity Hire. All right. You know what? Pause for a second. Let's pause for a second and discuss towels. You see, married guys will know exactly what I'm talking about, but as soon as you get married, you young fellas out there looking for the dime to marry, just get ready. This day is coming. You will get married, and the wife, as soon as you're married, will throw out all of your towels that actually drop you off, and she will replace the towels with towels that look good, but just smear the water all over your body. So basically, you just have to do naked jumping jacks when you get out of the shower trying to get dry. MyPillow, by the grace of God, is here to save us all because they have towels the wife will like, but also dry you off. They have a 6-piece towel set right now. It's normally $89.98, and it was pretty sweet. Right now, they're $39.98. That's over 50% in savings. You have to go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. All right, I meant to get to the food prices thing. Why all these record profits? Hang on.
One more time.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and there's so much going on. Remember, I am going to carry the Biden speech live on the show. Yes, I'll be immature about it and cutting in, but I will be carrying it live here in, what is it, Chris, half hour? Who knows? It's probably going to be late, but whenever he gets rolled out there to speak, we'll carry the Biden speech live for you here on the Jesse Kelly Show. But there are three different headlines today, and I thought they all kind of tied in together. So allow me to work my radio magic, Chris, and tie them in together for you. Look, Chris, you don't understand.
You know, freedom is not free.
First of all, you know, there was a gigantic interest rate hike today. Feds announced another gigantic interest rate hike. That's the bad news. The worst news is that's not even the last one. And let's pause on this for a moment to make sure everyone understands something. When you print vast quantities of unbacked currency and throw them into the marketplace, when you insanely stop your economy and print a bunch of unbacked currency, you are going to devalue the currency in drastic ways. You can go from inflation to hyperinflation, which can end a nation. Remember, if you get hyperinflation, keep this in mind, if the value of the dollar, I know it's already going down, I know you're feeling it, if the value of the dollar really disappears, you're getting to the place where you are now defaulting on massive debts, not just to yourself, but to other nations. You can watch your country become a third world banana republic real quick. You cannot have hyperinflation. It has to be avoided at all costs. Okay, so what do you do? How do you stop it? That sounds bad, right? I don't want that. You don't want that. How do you stop it? Well, that's the bad part. There's only one way to stop it. You have to jack interest rates through the roof and purposely slow down your economy. Every time they raise interest rates, you need to think of it like this. Hyperinflation is the massive cliff where everyone in the car is going to die. The recession is a very deep ditch. We're driving the car. We don't have any brakes. We have two choices. We can jack interest rates up and drive our wonderful car into the ditch and hurt a lot of us, maybe even kill some people, or we can not do that and cruise it right off the cliff like Thelma and Louise and kill everyone in the car. What you're seeing now, I know this is dark and heavy, is a controlled drive into the ditch. There is no soft landing. Pain is coming. I know that's dark. I'm sorry. It's not my job to powder your butt for you, though. It's my job to tell you how it is, even when it's uncomfortable. Pain is coming. This isn't even the last one. And remember, when they jack interest rates up, it's more than just home loans and car loans and things like that. It grinds business to a halt.
because you have less cash flow, less liquid out there, payrolls, hiring, firing, everything grinds to a halt. So that was the big news from today. But there are three other things happening right now. New York City employers are now required to post salary ranges on job listings. Okay. U.S. workers have gotten way less productive. No one is sure why. That's a headline out of the Washington Post. And finally, food prices soar, and so do companies' profits. All these things kind of tie together. Just stay with me here. Let's address the last one first. Food prices soar, so do company profits. Of course, this is an anti-corporation propaganda piece courtesy of, surprise, surprise, the New York Times. Why is that? Joe Biden's been ranting about it all the time. Record profits by these oil companies. Record profits by these food companies. Remember this. There are lagging things when it comes to the economy. Basically, if I am a food provider, let's say I provide chicken. Kelly's Chicken. I bet it'd be delicious, Chris. Kelly's Chicken. Shut up, Chris. Anyway, if I'm a food provider and all of a sudden the food supply is going down for me, I don't have as many chickens as I did last year. There just aren't enough chickens. We need more chicken. I am, as a chicken provider, going to immediately jack my prices up because I have to anticipate that the chickens are not going to come. I immediately need to jack my prices up. And in the short term, you know, the next couple months, because I just doubled the price of my chicken, Kelly's Chicken's going to look real good. But that's because eventually the chickens aren't going to be there and those profits disappear. What you're seeing now is the early stages of something ugly. This actually applies perfectly to the oil companies. You hear about record profits. They're making record profits. Yeah, you cut off all the federal leases. And then you told Saudi Arabia to go pound sand. The oil companies understand very well we're going into an oil and gas crisis that's going to be severe. Boom! Prices jacked up. Record profits. For now. So I wanted to address that while also addressing this. Because people don't understand basics about the economy like I just explained, people, they get bitter and they get jealous and they get entitled and they don't understand how economies work. U.S. workers have gotten way less productive. No one is sure why. No one's sure why. You shut down an economy for 2 years. You either paid people not to work and paid them a fortune not to work, or you allowed them to work remotely. And I know I'm going to sound like an old fuddy-duddy. I don't care. What I'm about to tell you is a fact. Working from home for a total society, I understand some of you are going to be in a job where it's designed to work from home. That's fine. I have family members that do that. So I'm not criticizing you if you work from home. But society-wide, working from home is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life. You need to separate yourself from your home and your job. I could be doing this show right now from my house. By the grace of God, Premiere and my TV company, they combined to build me my own studio. And you know what they told me? Wherever you want it. I could easily have this studio in my living room right now. You know why I don't? You wouldn't get as good of a show if I'm sitting there in my jammies with my dog in my lap, the wife's cooking something in the kitchen, my sons come home and want to wrestle. I'm looking out in the backyard. Crap, there's another rabbit. Get the BB gun. Are you getting the best show? No. I need to be at work, staring at Chris's stupid face through the glass, talking into a microphone. I need to be work-focused. And guess what? So do you, most likely. I realize you may have a remote job. But when you reconditioned all of society for 2 years to tell them, work from your jammies on a Zoom call, and now you're trying to tell them, get up, put the khakis on, get in the car, cup of coffee, drive through traffic, get down there. People don't want to do it. I'm seeing increasing number of articles out there now. Why we need a 3-day work week. What? Go move to Europe, hippie. No, go to work.
okay? And fellas, especially you, I'm talking to you. Don't buy into this times have changed thing. Fellas, go to work and provide for your woman and your kids. As a man, you provide for your woman and your kids. All right. So we told society for 2 years, just work from your jammies. Now, the employers, the salary ranges thing that has way more implications in New York City, although it's mainly happening in New York City. I will get to that in a second. Allow me to get to this. Speaking of how things changed during the pandemic, I tell you about Biloxi Shrimp Co. all the time because it's an American company, American Shrimp, and because they deliver shrimp to your front door. Best shrimp you've ever had in your life instead of the 95% communist shrimp you've been eating. Shrimp coming from Vietnam and places like that. Ew. But keep in mind, when the pandemic hit, Biloxi Shrimp, they had options because their shrimp is so good. They provide to these restaurants that want, they want American shrimp. They knew you were hurting. There would be lines around the block at Biloxi because they would sell regular customers like you their shrimp at the wholesale prices they were selling to the restaurant just because they knew you were hurting. Remember how we talk about who you were in crisis is who you are? Biloxi Shrimp Co. stepped up and got it done. I love that about them, man. I love that about them. Taking care of them, of their community. I love that. Go get the best shrimp you've ever had delivered to your house. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off your whole order. They have all kinds of bundles and things like that. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo Jesse. All right. Now that all brings me to the salary ranges being listed. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and yes, Joe Biden's going to talk in like 10, 15 minutes, and yes, we're going to carry it, so no, you don't have to change the channel. Will there be some of that? There's going to be some of that. Look, I lack maturity, and I don't for a second believe you want to sit there and have Joe Biden take over the show for the night, so I'm going to have some things to say during it. Don't worry about that. Man, we have so much to freaking get to. And all of it's terrible tonight. I mean, Iran's about to go to war with Saudi Arabia. The Capitol Police, surprise, surprise, the cameras went down outside of Paul Pelosi's home. I mean, there's just so much more. But I'm going to finish my thought on this. Okay, so we have workers who've gotten less productive. Ask any employer or manager out there in the country, and they will tell you they can't get people to come to work. They're desperate for people to come to work. We've changed because of our suicidal COVID policies. We've completely altered the mentality of the American workforce. Now, that brings me to this. New York City employers are now required to post salary ranges on job listings. This will have national implications, I should point out. Once again, New York City leading in all the wrong ways. Other places will copy. Other places will be bound to it because of New York City connections. It's just a big old mess. Required to post salary ranges. Okay, so Chris is a big cheese producer on the show. Say we need another producer for the show, which we're undoubtedly going to at this point in time. Poor Chris and Michael are about worked to the bone at this point. The show keeps growing. This is your fault. Anyway, let's say we needed another producer. Let's say there's no Michael. We needed another producer for the show. And I have to put the ad out there, or Premiere would do it, whatever. Someone has to put an ad out there. Hey, we need another producer. And the salary ranges, I don't know what Chris makes, but let's say Chris makes $40,000 a year. And I put up an ad. Hey, we need a Jesse Kelly Show producer for the show. Salary ranges are 35 to 65 grand. Well, I've probably seen Chris for the last time. Bye, Chris. What, you could have been paying me 65 the whole time? I know that because now you just advertise it. But this is what happens when you flip a society on its head and you not only told workers to stay home, work in your jammies, Zoom call, no more traffic, but now things are getting worse for workers in the country. And now you're publishing articles about the record high profits. So now people, I mean, maybe this is your situation. You're getting crushed by inflation, crushed by the economy. you see headlines about record profits and it does make you mad, which is human nature. And then you find out all along your employer could have been paying you $5,000 more a year. We are turning our economy into something that is going to be ugly. And we're doing it at a time of max ugly. And when I say max ugly, I mean, let's be honest about where we are. You want the whole avalanche here in about a minute? Well, let's see. We already have inflation. We're going to have more inflation. But to avoid hyperinflation, we're going to continue jacking up interest rates, which is a guarantee to continue the recession we're already in. So that's bad. We are also knee-deep involved in a foreign war, Russia-Ukraine, that is not only draining the treasury, it is draining vital military resources at a time where China's getting ready to invade Taiwan. By the way, we'll get involved there. People think Iran is 24 to 48 hours away from invading Saudi Arabia. Oh, did I mention? We're down to about 20 days left of diesel fuel in the United States of America. That's where all your food comes from, by the way. Oh, and I almost forgot. There's a rail strike coming. Maybe two of them. Now are you starting to understand what I've been telling you about your economy? Every nation's economy has pillars, the real strong parts of it that hold it up. I used this example before of Mexico because theirs is more simple. What does Mexico run on? What's their economy run on? Oil, tourism, and drugs. I'm not doing an anti-drug thing here, but that is, look, that's just the basic fact. Those are the three pillars that hold up Mexico's economy. If you elected a government in Mexico and you staffed the whole government with people who wanted to attack oil and tourism and drugs, the whole thing's going to collapse. Because that's what runs. The United States of America, we run on things like produce. Produce is huge here. Our agriculture is huge here. Well, when you declare open war on oil and gas, because of all of that that's needed when it comes to crops, you're actually not just declaring war on oil and gas, one of, if not our biggest pillar, you're also declaring war on agriculture at the same time, which leaves you mega vulnerable to things that are outside of your control, right? It's not just, let's say you're getting fat. This happened to all of us. Certainly happened to me. You let yourself get fat. Let yourself get out of shape. Too many pizzas, not enough time in the gym. Let yourself get fat. Right, well, that's a problem. It's definitely a problem. It's a huge problem. You don't want to get fat and unhealthy. But it becomes all of a sudden a potential life-threatening problem if, say, there's an emergency, five flights up a stairs at your work and the elevator goes out and now you have to run the stairs. You couldn't see the elevators going out, but you allowing yourself to get fat and out of shape put yourself in a situation where it gets dangerous. When you put yourself as a nation in the situation we've put ourselves in, well, now if Iran invades Saudi Arabia, that's a problem. If China invades Taiwan, that's a problem. Russia invades Ukraine, it's a problem. A railroad strike, it's a problem. You've allowed yourself to get fat and vulnerable, and now you're going to be exposed for being fat. It's hard. I know that's hard to hear. I know that's ugly, and I have a lot of other stuff I want to get to tonight, but that's the truth of it, all right? All right. In an effort to save money, now is the time to trim down on your bills. That can be difficult. Cutting cable. I've told you before about buying a steer. That's what we're doing for food. We're growing a couple gardens we have going right now, trying to save on produce, trying to save on food. Your cell phone bill is an easy one. I don't like how much I pay for my cell phone. Okay, do you have 10 minutes right now? Do you have 10 minutes? What if I told you you could maybe cut your bill in half? We have a family of four. We cut our bill in half. Average family saves almost $1,000 a year when they switch from Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile to Pure Talk. Now's the time to bank that money. Put that money in your pocket, not in Verizon's pocket. Plus, Pure Talk, you get to work with Americans. They have American customer service who speaks English. Right now, from your cell phone, dial pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month on top of all the other savings. Takes less than 10 minutes. #250 Say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. That's a no-brainer way to try to get out ahead of some of this ugliness that's coming down. And I don't like to pour ugliness on you. I like to pour beauty on you. I like to pour me on you. What, Chris? What? All right. Joe Biden's going to speak, and it's going to be ugly. It's going to be all about how you're a threat to democracy, and the republic's going to end. And if you don't go out and vote Democrat, then the democracy's going to end. And we're going to laugh at Joe. Maybe we'll yell at Joe, but we are going to carry the thing live. All right? Buckle up. If he's on time, it's what you're tuning into next. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.